foundation a stone. I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, a sure foundation. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, he that believeth shall not make haste.
This is the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA, reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible, the prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord, blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come, exposing apostasy and the developing one world antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast. This is News and Analysis with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. Iran might have atomic bombs soon, the heading goes. Can you imagine that, how they hate the Jews so much? The article says Israel's top defense official warned that Iran would have a nuclear weapon in 3 years, ahead of U.S. estimates by 2 to 3 years. By the year 2005, they will be able to produce for the world an Iranian nuclear bomb. Benjamin Ben Elazar, Minister of Defense, said, once those people have that kind of weaponry in their hands, they will not hesitate to use it. Ben Eliza ruled out any preemptive Israeli strike against Iranian nuclear facilities, as Israel did in 1981 against suspected Iraqi nuclear facilities. In December, former Iranian President Hashemi Rafsanjani suggested in a speech that nuclear weapons should be used against Israel, saying that the application of an atomic bomb would not leave anything in Israel. Iran's ambassador to Moscow denied that Tehran was developing nuclear weapons or seeking to buy them. U.S. and Israeli officials have accused Iran of trying to supply 50 tons of weapons to the Palestinian Authority. The weapons hoard was intercepted by Israel before it landed. This quoted from the State magazine. Israel warned by Iran not to attack its nuclear plant. Iran warned Israel not to consider attacking its nuclear power plant, saying it would retaliate in ways unimaginable. If Israel carries out any military action against Iran, it will face a response that will be unimaginable to any Israeli politician. Defense Minister Ali Shamkhani told Al Jazeera television, he was not referring to nuclear response. He was responding to a question about what Iran's reaction would be to possible Israeli attack on an Iranian nuclear power plant under construction by Russian experts near the Gulf port of Bushehr. Iranian media often warned of a possible Israeli strike against Bushehr plant, similar to its air attack on an Iraqi nuclear reactor in 1981. Iran is not a small country like Iraq. Iran has a powerful artillery, disciplined army, and skilled air defense. Israel is increasingly concerned over Iranian efforts to get nuclear weapons. According to senior IDF officers, Israel's main aim is to prevent nuclear proliferation in the region. While this is mainly interpreted to mean it is pushing for diplomatic pressure on Tehran, some military analysts believe it would actually attempt to strike at Iranian nuclear sites. Jane's Intelligence Review predicted Israel will almost certainly launch a preemptive attack on the Iranian nuclear and research and development infrastructure before it can generate enough weapons-grade material to make ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads. James said an attack would also likely receive covert support from U.S. forces based in the region. Iran strongly denies seeking nuclear weapons and says its atomic program is for non-military use. This quoted from the Jerusalem Report. Now, can you imagine that they have the gall, they have the nerve to threaten Israel with nuclear ballistic missiles? Well, I'll tell you one thing. It is a known fact that Israel has nuclear tactical warfare, and they are a power that I would not mess around with. Now, I know, according to the Bible, that Iran is the modern-day Persia. And so we find that the Bible tells us that Persia will raise their ugly head against God's chosen people. I'm just saying to you that if they attempt to do such a thing, they are facing the wrath of Almighty God. King Abdullah II exposes Iranian plot to attack Israel. Jordan King Abdullah II reportedly exposed an Iranian plot to launch mortar and rocket attacks on Israel from Jordanian territory during a visit to Washington. The London-based Saudi newspaper Al-Shak Aswat quoted U.S. officials as saying Abdullah presented evidence to President George W. Bush during his visit. It said this was one of the deciding factors for Bush to include Iran in the axis of evil. According to Abdullah, Iran had been involved in 17 attempts by Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists to attack Israel with mortars and rockets from Jordanian territory. These terrorists reportedly were trained in Iran or the Hezbollah camps in Lebanon. Abdullah also said Jordan had foiled over 70 attacks against Israel from its territory. One attack it failed to prevent, however, was last December 24th when gunmen had attacked an IDF patrol along the Jordan River, killing one reservist. IDF intelligence believes the gunmen were from Lebanon and linked to Hezbollah. The Jordanian accusations came amid the backdrop of belligerent rhetoric coming out of Tehran and Jerusalem over Iranian intentions to acquire nuclear weapons and destroy Israel. Minister Without Portfolio Dan Marado said the country is not interested in a conflict with Tehran, but is trying to convince Russia and Western countries to cut links with Iran as long as it seeks to develop weapons of mass destruction. Iran has openly declared its policy is to destroy Israel, not help the Palestinians, not to discuss various kinds of borders of Jerusalem, annihilation of Zionism and destruction of Israel, Marado told Israel Radio. No reasonable Western country should have any contact with Iran as long as it seeks to destroy another country. This also quoted in Jerusalem Post. Now, according to Daniel chapter 11, we hear that Edom and Moab, the chief of the children of Ammon, this would be, of course, known today as Jordan, that God will allow them to escape from destruction during the end times. And I believe that's a result of the fact that Jordan can be traced all the way down to Esau. And, of course, we know that Esau was the brother Jacob. And according to the Bible, we last heard that they had reconciliation out there in the wilderness. But evidently, one of the reasons Jordan has been favorable, or at least conciliatory with Israel, is because I believe of the relationship that they have had with Israel in the past. Nevertheless, God's in control of this whole thing, and we at least thank God that Jordan has enough sense to realize that they cannot help the terrorists come into Israel from their borders. We know that Jordan had a terrible experience in the 1967 war, and they were actually duped and deceived by their Arab friends, Egypt and Syria, and they were duped into believing that Israel was going to attack Jordan without provocation. And we know that 1967, Israel attacked, but it was because of provocation. That history bears that out. Now, in case anybody is worried about all this threat of nuclear attack against Israel, let me reassure you that the Bible is our final authority. And the Bible tells us very, very strongly in the book of Isaiah that no weapon that is formed against thee, referring to Israel, that no weapon that's formed against Israel shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So God says he's going to condemn every nation and any nation that seeks to destroy Israel. So let him devise nuclear means. Let him devise all that. We know what the end of the story is. We know that God will balance the books one day. So fear not. God has everything under control. And if I was you right now, thinking about hurting Israel, thinking about hurting the Jews, you are up against God himself. For the Bible tells us that Israel is the apple of God's eye, and I wouldn't be dealing and hurting the apple of God's eye. From time to time, we have information and news and analysis regarding the one world system. And as you know, the one world system is both religious, political, and economical. So, what are some of the trends that are occurring in these days? Well, according to Der Spiegel, a German magazine, citizens are asked to vote on the euro in 2003. Europe's new united currency has already caused newly elected right-wing government of Copenhagen headaches. During an interview with Foreign Minister Pastigmola, member of a coalition partner, the minister hoped to put the population to the vote about the euro. Denmark's rejection of euro has proved to be unpractical, Mueller said. Already 3 out of 4 businesses are accepting euros as payment. Denmark will take over the presidency of the European Union beginning July 1, 2002. It is for that reason, Mueller said, referendum is out of the question of 2002. Similar reactions are being heard from Sweden. During the September 2000 referendum, the Danish citizens rejected the euro with 53.2%. Recent Gallup polls have indicated that the pro-euro votes have grown from 51 to 57%. So as you see, no matter when you hear this particular program of Hope Israel Baptist broadcast, that the world is getting together for a one-world economic society. A one-world economic society. And I'll tell you right now, we are on the very footsteps of this system. I'm so glad that I know the answers to all of this, because the Bible teaches us very clearly what is about to happen. Well, all nations see euro as an example for merging currencies. Another article in the Spiegel said, challenged by the success of the euro, six Arab Gulf nations intend to form a unity currency by 2008. The proposed Arabian dinar is planned to become the currency of six Arab nations: Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, Oman, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates. With such currency, united economic goals can be purposed and proposed, which will lead to restructuring Gulf nations and its commerce. Until united currency becomes reality, Qatar has planned to utilize the euro for at least 50% of all foreign oil exports. So again, another indication that we are seeing the world coming into a one-world economic system. Now, according to the Bible, this has all been prophesied. And if you're listening to this broadcast, I want you to realize the whole purpose of our broadcast is to bring people to receiving the truth from God's holy word regarding especially the current events of today, and giving you a biblical perspective of what in the world is going on. Now, according to Revelation chapter 18, this economic one-world system has been prophesied is going to come about. And we're seeing the makings of it right now as I speak. Revelation chapter 18, verse 3 says, "For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies." Verse 12, "The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble." And it goes on to talk about all the other things that this one world economic system will enslave the whole world under one banner. In verse 15, the Bible says, Revelation chapter 18, verse 15, "The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, for in one hour so great riches has come to naught," the Bible says, "and every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off." Verse 19, "And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in one hour is she made desolate." So just like the Bible says, there's going to be a one world economic system. And this is why they're trying to get all this one world currency. And part of the one world system is also a one world political government. One world political government. But if you have a personal relationship with the Mashiach, the Messiah, the one who came 2,000 years ago to pay the ransom for your sins, because the Bible does say the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can escape from all of this that is going to come upon this earth. Now, this one world political system has been reported in the Financial Times. The title goes, TV distributor wins landmark rights, victory in Chinese court. The ECM, a London-based television distribution company, has won a landmark court case in China, forcing a state-owned TV station to pay more than $200,000 for licensing rights of a British game show format. Of course, I'm not for any of that stuff anyhow. Television has been one of the greatest satanic mediums of all times to cause people to go away from God. But anyway, I'm just reading this as a matter of fact to see that this political one-world system is formulating right here as we're speaking. The court ordered against Shenzhen Cable is an important victory for foreign media companies trying to sell production formats in Chinese market. Shenzhen Cable bought the format for the show, and the ECM in July refused to pay the contract fee, according to ECM officials. After winning an arbitration in Beijing, without the matter being settled, ECM took Shenzhen Cable to court, which ruled in the British company's favor. In China, victorious litigants, both foreign and local, are often unable to enforce legal orders because the authority of the courts is undetermined by powerful local officials. The Shenzhen president may help ECM protect another deal in China to finance the format of BBC show. The Weakest Link. A Shanghai station has launched a show that echoes the Weakest Link formula, prompting the BBC to complain to the channel and central government. Many other Western shows have been licensed in China since 1995, including some of these shows, which I don't endorse, so I'm not going to say what they are. But I'm just reporting this because it's to demonstrate that China, with so many billions of people, China is subjecting itself under this one New World Order authority. According to the Bible in Revelation chapter 17, we see very clearly prophecy regarding this one world political and ecclesiastical system. Revelation chapter 17, verse 1, the Bible says, "There came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication." There you go. See, all the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Verse 12, "And 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." Verse 15, "And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues." You see, folks, just like in the Tower of Babel, this Antichrist world wide one world new order is going to have a one world political system. It's going to have one people. It's going to have one nation, ultimately a worldwide nation. It's going to have one government. It's going to have one language. And let me just add on, it already has its one world Bible, a false Bible, and a perversion of the truth, where all the religions can get together under one banner and yoke up in this one world hodgepodge economic and ecumenical system. Verse 18, "And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth." Now, folks, don't get dismayed at this. If you know your Savior, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, that wonderful, loving name, that's right, the name of the Mashiach, He is the one. All you have to do is read the Bible. Read the Old Testament, the Tanakh. Read it, the prophecies there, over 300 of them. And He fulfilled those prophecies of His first coming, and He's about to fulfill the prophecies of His second coming. But don't be distraught. If you know the Lord, the Bible says, in 1 hour is she, this Antichrist, this one world system, this harlot, this woman, this false religion of Babylon, this curse upon the earth that has deceived the nations, in 1 hour, she will be made desolate. Now that is going to begin to take place in the 7-year tribulation period. And I'm thankful to God that I need not to fear that. For those who know Christ, for those who are born again, for those who are blood washed, they will be taken out of that terrible hour of the wrath of Almighty God. It is called the rapture. And one day, they'll look around and they'll see millions have been taken out of this world. Yes, indeed. But for you that are listening to my voice at this time, you are hearing the truth. The Bible says if you receive the truth will make you free. But if you reject the truth, you will receive the mark of the beast, 666, either on your forehead or on your hand. And it'll be too late for you. You'll be given over to the power of the devil for all eternity. And ultimately, you'll be cast into the lake of fire. But you do not have to have that if you receive the Savior who came to purchase redemption, who came to die for you and for your sins. Confess, forsake, and recognize and acknowledge that you are a sinner and put your faith and trust in the Savior. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA. Now, we invite you to continue to stay with us for another 30 minutes of good broadcasting regarding the Jews and the issues pertaining to the nation of Israel and what the Bible has to say about it. If you're interested in this, we know you'll not be disappointed. If you have a love for the Jewish people, or if you even have questions about their existence, oh my, you need to stay tuned and find out what the Bible says about it. But if you must leave, we sure like you to come back next time. But until then, would you please write us and let us know that you've enjoyed this broadcast, or if you have any questions at all, we'll do our very best to answer you. Now, please write us at the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, PowderSprings, Georgia, or GA, 30127 USA. If you're interested in helping keep this program on the air, please send any gifts to this address, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127 USA. We're also accepting King James Bibles in good condition. This helps us to distribute these Bibles throughout the world. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people that are begging us for Bibles throughout the world. And we do our best to send them Bibles, but they're very expensive. So if you would do what you can to help us keep our supply going, we would be very thankful to you. Now, please continue to stay tuned now to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. Invite your family, your friends, your business associates, anybody that has an interest in the Jewish question as to whether they should exist or not. Now, the Bible has a lot to answer to that, but if you have a love for the Jew, you know what the answer is already. Yes, indeed. They are God's chosen people, the apple of His eye.
Show it mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of other hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like Thee in the heaven. There is no God like Thee in the earth. O Lord God of Israel.
Well, we continue to come back to news and analysis. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, and we've heard some very interesting current events, and I've done my very best to give you a biblical analysis as to what in the world is going on. I'm sure that you're interested. If I was in your shoes and didn't have hope of eternal life and didn't know what the Bible said, I would really think that things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. And the reality is, you're right. They are going to get worse before they're going to get better. But I am here to tell you the good news is they will get better. But it can be even better for you right now, because there is an answer, a Bible answer, for every problem that's facing your life and every problem that is facing this world. There is an answer, and it can only be found in God's holy word. So whether you're a Jewish person or a Gentile, whether you're from some other country, and this broadcast is aired all around the world, I'm here to tell you the good news is the true gospel is the Lord Jesus Christ has the answer. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And He is the way, and He is the truth. And He surely is eternal life Himself. If you receive Him, you have eternal life. Now, as we continue to look at the news and events of recent happenings, I want to point out, since we've already been talking about Iran wanting to annihilate Israel, because that's not anything new, we've read about the one world political and economic system. What do you suppose is going to be the key to either unlock or to unify all of this one world hodgepodge, the smorgasbord of religion, smorgasbord of government? And what do you think is the Antichrist? What is he going to use in order to get all this working for his own diabolical basis? Well, the Bible talks about an image, and the Bible talks about a mark. Interesting that, as reported in the Wisconsin State Journal, that the September 11th causes an identity of ideas to mushroom. Since the September 11th terrorist attack, federal officials have been looking at security measures that would help verify travelers' identities, including a national identification card, the Madison Digital Media's company system, Unified Security View, would work with identification methods already in use, rather than creating a new, more expensive ID card, said Ramos Sonic Foundry Chief Executive Officer. The technology was derived through research at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh and is now owned by Sonic Foundry. It's basically a database collection and management system. Remus said it keeps information on an individual used to identify them, face, speech, fingerprint, and iris biometric scans, as well as driver's license and passport information. Data would be entered into the database as people are issued driver's licenses, passports, and other official identification. He said a traveler's identity could be checked against it. Discrepancies would trigger an alarm. Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the government desiring to have a national identification card, and of course that's been in the works for a couple years now, and eventually it will happen, I'm sure, as I'm speaking to you today. And if this broadcast is aired sometime in the future, after something like that has been done, then you could say, I told you so. But it's inevitable that the Antichrist system, which is coming together at a very rapid pace, we see that we have the makings, we have the technology, we have all of the things that has been prophesied in the Bible regarding the end times. And so it's no surprise to Bible believers around the world that what we're seeing before our very eyes is fulfilled prophecy. Now, this article from the computer world, Banksy Eye Biometrics, The Way for Security. Citibank is looking into the feasibility and cost of using biometric technology as a more efficient and secure method of identifying its customers. Meanwhile, Huntington Bank Shares Incorporated is studying the impact of identity theft and fraud with a close eye on biometrics as a possible approach to reducing the chronic problem. Indeed, a growing legion of financial services firms are considering adopting biometric systems, which use people's unique physical and behavioral characteristics, such as fingerprints or voice patterns, to identify them. Skyrocketing fraud rates and heightened security concerns in the wake of September 11th terrorist attacks have helped spark interest in biometrics. According to Meridian Research Incorporated in Newton, Massachusetts, consumer fears and losses due to fraud are strong enough incentives for institutions to invest large sums of money in biometrics as an alternative to personal identification numbers. And with 500,000 cases of identity theft in the U.S. each year, consumers are ready to accept biometrics at the cost of decreased privacy and more intrusive methods of identification, said a recent Meridian report. Deutsche Bank AG in Frankfurt and New York-based Citibank have been using biometrics for several years for employee access to computer server rooms, Meridian said. Tom Connaughton, Managing Director of Risk Management at Citibank, said his company wants to be a leader in extending biometrics technology to consumers, providing them with several identification options such as fingerprint and facial recognition technology so they can choose the one with which they're most comfortable. Having customers use biometrics to gain access to accounts is the only way for the bank to know for sure who is dealing with them. Identity theft is considered the fastest growing crime in the U.S., with about 500,000 to 700,000 people affected annually, according to Social Security Administration in Baltimore. So as you see, what seemed to be a fairy tale or what seemed to be science fiction years ago is now becoming a reality. The mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is taking formation as we speak today. And who knows, only God knows how many days it will be until that very mark is established. We see the stepping stone. We see the handwriting of the wall. It's all coming to place, folks. And I'm just glad that I am in the perfect will of God. I'm glad that I'm right with the Holy God. I'm glad that I know my Savior. I'm glad I'm going to get out of this mess before the Antichrist is revealed. Because when he's revealed, the Bible says he's going to send a strong delusion that people are going to believe a lie. The lie is being perpetrated and promoted that this is all for our well-being. The lie is that all this technology, all this identification is for the purpose of, well, for our well-being, for the good of mankind. But in reality, it is a diabolical scheme to create a mark that will unify the world and bring the world into slavery to the Antichrist. Notice what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 15, that this image will have life. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So I'm telling you, I'm warning you right now, if you're listening to this broadcast, Hope Israel Baptist broadcast, I'm warning you as I'm speaking these words from God's holy oracles, the Bible, that if you enter into the tribulation period without Christ, you will receive the mark of the beast, for you have rejected the message, you have rejected the messenger, and I'm afraid that you are hearing the gospel, the true gospel. If you understand it and you consciously reject the gospel, the Bible says, if you enter into the tribulation period, you will receive this mark. Notice in Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. It doesn't matter if you're a millionaire. It doesn't matter if you're a billionaire. It don't matter if you're a vagabond. It don't matter if you're a bum. It don't matter if you're drunk. It don't matter what stature in this life, how high and mighty you might be, whether you're a president of a country, whether you're a king, a prince, a queen. It don't matter. You will be affected by this. If you reject the Savior today, you will receive this mark. For the Antichrist will cause both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. I guess you will have a choice. You'll either have the mark in your right hand or your forehead. But if that's a choice, man, I don't want that choice. You'll get that mark whether you like it or not. Verse 17. That no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9, the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead, or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Folks, we are in danger of the mark coming on the scene. Are you ready? Are you ready? Prepare to meet thy God, is the warning from the Word of God. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were of a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast. Well, the good news is that during the tribulation period, those who did not know the gospel, while we are hearing right now, this is before the tribulation period, those who did not hear the gospel, those who did not have an opportunity to be saved and born again, there will be those who will have an opportunity to not worship the beast, to not receive the mark. And for those, they can receive salvation. They can receive the Messiah. Yes, I would say to you that there will be hope for those in the tribulation period who did not know the gospel before the rapture of the church, that they will hear the word of God. Of course, we know that many of them will be Jews. They'll be Jews. At least 144,000 of them will receive the Messiah, will look upon him whom they pierced. They'll recognize that Christ was indeed the Messiah that was prophesied in the Tanakh, that even the old-time rabbis had acknowledged that he would die, that there would be a Messiah who will sacrifice himself for the sin of the people. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 15, verse 1, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast. These who do receive the mark of God, they'll also get a mark. Those who are saved, they'll get the mark of God. And over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, and stand in the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Those who receive Christ during the tribulation period will have victory over his image. Will have victory over his mark. I'm talking about the mark of the Antichrist. Will have victory over the number of his name, the name of the Antichrist. And these who have the victory will stand on the sea of glass, having harps of God. I always hear this comment made by unbelievers who say, we're going to have a party in hell and then we're going to have a good time. No, sir, you're not going to have a party in hell. The ones who are going to enjoy themselves, the ones who are going to be playing the music and who are going to sing glorious, glorious songs of Zion, are they going to have harps? They're going to have harps of God. These are the ones who are saved, born again, redeemed. Those are the ones who have received the word of God, who have received the truth, who have trusted the Messiah, the Son of the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a personal Lord and Savior. Now, these are the ones who are going to have a lot to sing about. That's right. Now, if you're saved today, you also have the mark of God upon you. You're sealed. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 tells us, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. We have a seal upon us if you're saved. And the old devil, the serpent, the dragon, he cannot harm you. He cannot bother you without God knowing about it. Now notice also as I continue here about this mark, the mark of the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying, the seven angels go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. Don't you think you're going to escape suffering because you received this mark of the Antichrist? Don't you believe a lie that just because we have all this identification and all this control that somehow we are going to escape the wrath of God? No, 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 no. The Bible says, a noisome and a grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, the Bible says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him. Just because they are naming the name of Jesus, just because they seem to be healing people, just because they are speaking in these so-called tongues and doing these healing miracles and all this stuff. Hey, according to the Bible, the beast, the false prophet that wrought miracles, see, they have power too. Don't be taken in with a lot of this hocus-pocus garbage. If it's not according to the Bible, it's not true. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, I continue to read with him. He deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive. Notice, were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. That don't sound figurative to me. That's not a figment of somebody's imagination, folks. This is a real lake of fire. This is a real place of burning, a real place of stench, sulfur, brimstone, smelling. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. But the good news, folks, is you do not have to suffer. You do not have to suffer the judgment of Almighty God. What kind of God do you think we serve anyhow? You think he's a fatalist? You think he sat there in eternity past and said, well, I'm just going to elect some to go to hell and some to go to heaven. Do you think that's the kind of God we serve? No, 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 no. We serve a God who's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We serve a God that created every soul to love him. And so if you go to hell, it's of your own choosing. God doesn't want you to go there. God does not want you to go there. But if you reject the message, if you reject the gospel, he will give you over to a reprobate mind, and then there will be no opportunity for you to ever be saved. Folks, there's no such thing as purgatory. There's no such thing as limbo. There's no such thing as a second chance after you die. Because when you die, you will lift up your eyes in hell and wish to God you would have listened to the preacher. Wish to God you would have listened to the messenger. Wish to God you would have listened to the precious word of God. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. There were many, many martyrs throughout the history, and there will continue to be martyrs for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake during the tribulation period. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And guess what's going to happen to these people who refuse to follow the Antichrist, who refuse to follow this one world religious, economic, political system? The Bible says they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Oh, glorious, oh, glorious time that shall be. Well, this has been News and Analysis with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. We spend extra time in this broadcast to give you a lot of news and update information about what in the world is going on today. And we'll continue the series on the Tabernacle. But until then, I wish you God's very best.
Keep his covenant and show with mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven. There is no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of
If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your heart of sin, then repent, that is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the Holy God, with sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire. Receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by his own blood, and call upon him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life according to his word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us then. Let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by free will offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your free will donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question. Is prophecy unveiled? If you're not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or POWDERSPRINGS, Georgia, or GA 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted, enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. And my earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at this same time for the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast.